135 years ago, Congress passed the Chinese Exclusion Act. The 1882 law barred all Chinese laborers from entering the country, and it had a big impact in our region here in the Northwest. You're listening to KNKX, and 88.5's Paula Whistle went to the Wing Luke Museum in Seattle, which will be marking the anniversary of the act. She spoke with Deputy Director Cassie Chin.
So this happened in 1882, and it was part of the Chinese had originally been welcomed here to help really build the West, build the railroads, that sort of thing.
Sometimes what you see, and I think this is a pattern that happens, there might be a boom and a need for industry, and then a recession follows. There's some economic downturn that happens. Well, the Chinese were easily targeted as different. They looked different. You could easily identify them. They were targeted as competing for jobs. But it was more than that. There was a racist overtone to it, that they were going to overtake the country. These less than human immigrants would come. They would, to put it bluntly, the images of raping our women, overtaking the entire nation, kind of this, they would show pictures of like yellow sweeping across the nation. And that fueled the act, but the act also then opened the doors for more widespread anti-Chinese acts, hate crimes, etc.
So the extra legal thing started to happen. We had Tacoma, for example, forcibly removing every Chinese person living there.
1885, the anti-Chinese riots in Tacoma. That happened as well in Seattle the following year, 1886. And Tacoma is also well known, unfortunately, in the sense it became known nationally as the Tacoma Method of removing, again, an entire community.
And what was surprising to me was that in Tacoma, it was fine, upstanding, if you will, civic leaders. A judge in Tacoma was one of the leaders of this effort, and it was planned out, and they went down, and they marched people to the train. It was sort of methodical.
Mm-hmm. I think if we step back and think about the era of the time, it's hopefully shocking to us now, but how ingrained it was in the everyday. It was in everyday newspapers, everyday materials. We have materials in our collections that show, be it editorial political cartoons that you open, be it Halloween costumes, postcards, gift cards. I mean, it was just an everyday portrayal of the Chinese as other that was accepted. It was made legal to exclude, and then accepting these, what we might hopefully think as horrific acts, became kind of commonplace.
So do you see any similarities with, say, when we talk about a Muslim ban?
Mm-hmm. There definitely is this stereotyping that is there. There's this context of fear for deciding. There's grouping one entire group all together and treating them similarly because of their religious background. Chinese Exclusion Act, it was because of their ethnic background. I think as we think about history, you have to call them into question. You have to draw those connections.
And I know in more recent times, I mean in the last decade even, there have been markers placed at places throughout the West where there were really massacres of Chinese laborers. There's now a Chinese Reconciliation Park in Tacoma, but it's taken a long time to get there.
It has taken a long overdue, I think people would say. I appreciate the efforts across communities and working with cities and governments today, that there's a openness and a willingness both to embrace the, say, the darker parts of our history as a nation, and then to find ways to find healing.
So what do you think it says about our immigration laws going forward?
I think as we see, there were specific choices that were made to create the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act. There were choices that were made to repeal it as well. So our immigration laws have changed over the time. Our approach to immigration has been one that could be more based on exclusion, but also could be based more on welcoming and inclusion. And those are choices and decisions that are made, and I hope that we can learn from the past and think about what type of nation we want to be and what are the choices that inform that.
Thank you very much, Cassie Chin.
Thanks a lot.
Deputy Executive Director of the Wing Wick Museum.
Paula Wissel, 88.5 News.